Over the last couple of weeks, we've heard quite a bit about John the Baptist, and of course, with good reason. We're getting ready to learn about our Lord's beginning his earthly ministry, when he first started walking the earth and proclaiming the good news of salvation. So it makes sense that we would start with the one who came to prepare the people of Israel, as it says in the gospel, to make known to the people of Israel, to hear from him first, to hear what he has to say. Now, of course, we know John the Baptist, he went and proclaimed a baptism of repentance, that people would come to him for repentance for their sins and would then be baptized. But he said that this, his baptism, was not the baptism that would sustain. Instead, John says that he baptized with water, but the one who is to come will baptize with the Holy Spirit. He was proclaiming a baptism which goes beyond his. And of course, this is a baptism that we've received. We've all received this baptism of the Holy Spirit. At that moment when, for most of us, if not all of us, we were baptized by the priest, our parents brought us forward. And at that moment when the priest poured that water over our heads and said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit," that Holy Spirit came down upon us and resides within us from that day. We have received that baptism of the Holy Spirit. We have been sanctified, made holy by the Holy Spirit at baptism. Now, this is why baptism is so important. Why it's so important that we have baptism, but why it's also something that we take very seriously and we consider what it truly means. Because I think, unfortunately, a lot of parents, when they have their kids baptized, it's because that's what you're supposed to do. You have a kid, you have the child baptized. Or, well, grandma and grandpa are annoying us long enough, we better get this child baptized before they keep annoying us, and on and on. You know, they're doing it because they feel like it's something they have to do. But they don't recognize the obligations that they are taking on themselves on having this child baptized. You see, at baptism, it's not just a social celebration. It's the moment that we become adopted sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. That God adopts us into his family. And we become heirs to the kingdom of heaven. It's also the point where we become members of the body of Christ. We become members of the church. And we are now called to follow our Lord. With baptism comes that call to become his disciple. That call to follow him we see throughout the scriptures. And this is where the obligations come in with baptism. You see, parents, when they baptize their children, they are asked to raise that child in the faith. To show them the path that follows our Lord. To give themselves to our Lord. First of all, the parents are called to give themselves to the Lord, and then to show their children how to do that themselves. To show them that there's nothing more important in their life than seeking salvation. Nothing should come between them and salvation. That is an obligation that parents take on, that they stand here in the church and publicly before witnesses agree to. It's a serious obligation. And of course, I don't think a lot of parents think about it because they're focused on just getting through the baptismal ritual. But they need to listen to the words that are being asked of them, the things that are being asked of them, and that they are willingly taking on. These are very serious obligations that parents undertake when they bring their children to be baptized. And as I said, one of those obligations is to show this child how to follow our Lord. Or as St. Paul says, "To you have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy, with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours." Parents are called, when they bring their children to baptism, to show their children how to become holy. Well, of course, that implies that the parents themselves are seeking to become holy. Now, we all have this call to holiness. This is not limited to priests. This is not limited to those who are religious life, religious brothers, religious sisters, those who work for the church. This is each and every one of us have this call at our baptism to become holy, to seek God and to follow him, to seek to follow our Lord, his commands and his teachings, to be set apart for God, to be apart from the world for the sake of God. We all have that call. In fact, the Second Vatican Council back in the 60s emphasized what they called the universal call to holiness. It's universal. We all have this call. And if we are to be disciples of our Lord, we need to answer that call. We need to seek to be holy. We need to seek to set our sins aside and follow him. Seek to set our wills aside and follow his. That is what it means to be holy. And we are called that through the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. But that is not our only call that comes with baptism. We are also called to be the light to the nations. At baptism, as the baptismal candle is lit off the Easter candle, the priest says, "Parents and godparents, this light is being entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly." At baptism, we receive the light of Christ within us. Christ is the light of the world shining in this darkened world, and we are to be the tools, the instruments by which that light shines in the world. That when people look at us, they see that we are following our Lord. That we are following our Lord, and that we want them to come with us. That we want to lead them to the salvation that we ourselves are seeking, that we lead them to Christ, who they can then enter into that relationship with him and follow him as well. We are to be the source that, as the first reading says, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. So we are to be like John the Baptist in this, who pointed to our Lord. He realized when his ministry was done that our Lord was to take, his followers were to follow him. And he did. He pointed his followers to our Lord. And what does he say? "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." We hear this phrase every time we have Mass. The priest holds up the host in the chalice and says, "Behold the Lamb of God." We are called to be like John the Baptist, that our lives, that everything we do points to our Lord, so that others will follow him, the Lamb of God, who did come to take away our sin, that we might have salvation. So may we be like John the Baptist. May we allow that light of Christ to shine in our lives as we first of all seek to follow our Lord, seek to become holy, and then also to bring that good news of salvation to the world, to the ends of the earth.